many people still find themselves illegitimately shackled as spiritual POWs.
But Dr. Tony Evans says we possess the ability to release those chains that bind us.
The key to freedom beyond your initial salvation is continuing in His Word, which will give you the truth that will set you free.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Jesus declared the truth would set us free. Well, today, Dr. Evans points out we're held hostage by the issues we face because cultural truth is not real truth. Let's join him as he explores the power only found in God's Word.
Juneteenth has been enshrined as a national federal holiday. We are familiar with why this holiday is significant, as it recognizes and celebrates the end of slavery in these United States. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed on January the 1st, 1863, which legally ended slavery. Juneteenth occurred, however, 2.5 years later, on June 19th, 1865. And that is because what happened on January 1st was not properly communicated and implemented until 2,000 Union troops came to Galveston Bay and set free 250 slaves who were still operating under an old system that had been addressed 2.5 years earlier. There is another kind of slavery that holds people hostage. It is a slavery that keeps them from being what they were created to be. It is a slavery that holds them bound to illegitimate incarceration. And that is the slavery that Jesus talks about in John chapter 8. He says in verse 31, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, 'If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.'" Verse 32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." He speaks to people who had believed in him. So these were already Christians. But they were Christians who needed still to be set free. Because having accepted Jesus Christ did not remove automatically all of the things that held them illegitimately hostage. To be free means to be released from something that ought not to be shackling you, limiting you, so that you can be what you were designed to be. And Jesus tells them that their salvation has set them up for an experience of freedom. But the unfortunate reality is that many people still find themselves illegitimately shackled as spiritual POWs, prisoners of war. They find themselves behind enemy lines, unable to get free. They have accepted Jesus Christ like many who had believed in him had, but something was still holding them back, limiting them, keeping them from fully realizing the greatness of their salvation. For many, there is a gap between the time of salvation and the time of their liberation. Amen. That when they receive Jesus Christ There was an Emancipation Proclamation. But what they need was a Juneteenth experience. Because there was a gap of time between what was done legally and what was experienced relationally. And the question is, how do we get released, freed up from the strongholds? Now, that's the spiritual word for what the secular world calls addictions. An addiction is some habit that has formed that you used to control that now controls you. We call that an addiction. A stronghold is an addiction that has a spiritual component attached to it. That is, something spiritual has grabbed hold of something that is either is legitimate or was legitimate and made it illegitimate. And so it's a stronghold. It's something that you can't buckle because there is a spiritual component, and that means that all your human efforts can't really get you free because the spiritual component has not been either understood or addressed. And what you need is 2,000 Union soldiers. You need a power to set you free, to set us free from whatever it is. It can be an addiction of drugs. It can be an addiction of alcohol. It can be an addiction of profanity, not being able to control what you say. It can be an addiction of pornography. It can be an addiction of anger. It can be an addiction of gambling. It can be an addiction of relational dysphoria. It can be an addiction of identity. You pick the stronghold, the addiction that has been wrapped in this spiritual vice grip, like a snake that's wrapped around your thinking, so that no matter how many promises you make, how many New Year's resolutions you make, it just won't let you go. And what many people do, including Christians, to try to address this is they decorate their cells. They're in jail. They have concluded, I'm never going to get out of this, so at least let me decorate my cell so I look good being an addict. So we dress it up with church. We dress it up with piety. We dress it up with Bible study. We got a good-looking cell, but we're still in jail. Others seek to manage their slavery. They want to manage it. They can't get victory over it, so they manage it. It's like my trash masher. You put trash in it, you push a button, and all it does is push it down and make more room for more trash. You're trying to manage it. Just if I can just hold it hostage for a while so it doesn't just break out. Jesus recognized that there is the need. Even when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he had to tell some folk, loose him and let him go. He still needed to be free. Still needed to be released. And even if that's not you, you know somebody who's in that situation, who has something tattooed on their souls that they can't get rid of, that they want to shake, that they need release and relief from. We find ourselves often in spiritual quicksand, where the harder we try to get out, the deeper we sink, and the need to be free. Jesus gives us the clue, the secret, if you will, the guidance that we need when he says in verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. It's like he's saying, if you get this thing called the truth, it'll force you to freedom. It's going to make you free. So if I could say it another way, if you don't have the truth, you may have to settle for being a slave. The first thing he says is that truth exists. We've talked about that already. There is such thing as truth, an absolute standard by which reality is measured. The truth that exists is knowable. You shall know the truth. So this truth that Jesus is speaking of that sets people free is not hidden information. You shall know the truth. And the way you know that you really know it is that you're finding yourself being freed by it. So he's not merely talking about intellectual acuity. He's not merely talking about intellectual information. He's talking about transformational data. Amen. You shall know the truth. And the way you know it, is that you are being released, freed by it.
And Dr. Evans will help us find the key to that freedom when he returns in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a brand new book he's just written called Kingdom Values. It examines the character traits Jesus taught us to cultivate to keep us immune from the selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism that cripple our culture, threaten our families, and keep us trapped leading broken, empty lives. You learn to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you include a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV, our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations, and carry God's Word around the world. So contact us today, let us know you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. Visit us today at tonyevans.org for details or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Tony will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
If you're like most Christians, there are people in your life who know you but may not know Jesus. You really want to do something about that, but don't feel equipped to share your faith effectively. In other words, maybe if you knew more, you could do more. Well, that's where the Tony Evans Training Center comes in. It's an online Bible school with classes that'll take you deep into the most important core concepts of the faith. You can start with our free introductory course on evangelism, then move on to subjects like spiritual warfare, marriage building, maturing in the faith, and many more. The content is challenging, but you can move through it at your own pace anytime you're online. There's also lots of custom content from Tony and an online forum where you can get your specific questions answered. Go to tonyevans.org and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone.
So let's go a little deeper. He has told them in verse 31, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word. Now, they've already believed in him. They've already accepted him. They're already on their way to heaven. But he says the key to freedom beyond your initial salvation is continuing in his word, which will give you the truth that will set you free. The reason that folks aren't free is because sin, which is a spiritual issue, has a vice grip. Amen. It is an enslaved situation. Nothing will keep you locked down in spiritual slavery like having a wrong view of yourself. They said, we are Abraham's seed. We have never been enslaved. Now, right then, they're enslaved to Rome. They have been enslaved to Babylon. They have been enslaved to Persia. They have been enslaved to Egypt. In other words, they weren't dealing in reality, you know? Jesus has to tell them, you are not using the right standard for the freedom that you need. One of the reasons that we're held hostage by all of this stuff that we're facing today, racism and culturalism and classism and political conflict, is that we don't continue in his word. Oh, we may get started with it, with an invocation. We may bring God's name. We may even quote a scripture. But what we don't do is abide. That word continue. The word abide means to stay, remain, or hang out. It means to loiter. I'm amazed at how many Christians will abandon the word for secular thinking, for racial identity, for cultural expedience, for political allegiance, or for personal desire. They will abandon the word, and you hear the abandonment coming when they say, but I think, but I feel. When put up against the word, he says, if you continue in my word, if you will hang out with my perspective on whatever the matter is, something is going to happen. When you chew chewing gum, you're abiding with the gum. You don't just put it in your mouth and then spit it out. No, you want to suck all that juice out, right? When you have dishes that have been in the sink for an extended amount of time and the food has become a slave to the dish because it's been there too long, so it's stuck. The food is stuck there. You haven't washed dishes for a while and it's just crusted and hard. One way you try to address it is to try to scrub it off, but the easier way is to put hot water in the sink with some suds and just let it abide. You just let it soak. You let it hang out in the right environment. You let it hang out in the hot water and the suds, and what you were trying to force happen now slides off because of the environment you hung it out in. The environment you let it stay or remain or loiter in. You've heard me talk about the way I drink tea. There are dippers and there are abiders. A dipper goes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Then they take the spoon and put the tea bag on the spoon. Then they wrap the string around the tea bag and it's on the spoon. Take the finger and press it on the tea bag so they can get it out. That's not how I drink my tea. I'm an abider. I just drop my tea bag in and I just let it remain. I let it stay. And as I just watch it, I watch the water change color, the water get brown, because if it hangs out there long enough, a transformation will occur. See, some folk dip in church, then they dip out. They dip in Bible study, then they dip out. And they wonder why things aren't changing, because they won't hang out. Abide. He says, if you continue, if you abide, if you hang out in my word, he says, freedom is attached to that. Spiritual transformation is not microwave, it's crock pot. We live in a microwave world. We want it. We want it right now. We want to know if we come forward in church and somebody prays over me, it's going to disappear. No, that doesn't happen when you're a slave. Amen. No, that happens when you are an abider. The Jews wanted to use their credentials. A lot of us want a Diet Coke to change a bad diet. Diet church can't even change a bad life. There must be a spiritual hanging out, a spiritual abiding in the nutrients of the truth. You know, they have this product. I haven't tried it yet, but I see it advertised all the time. Balance of Nature. Because you're supposed to eat so much vegetables and so many fruits, and most of us don't get that much. So they have reduced it and kept the nutrients and put it in capsule form, so that you can keep having the nutrients you have and the nutrients you need in order supposedly to keep you healthy. If you and I will develop a relationship with the Word by hearing it, learning it, memorizing it, quoting it, referring to it, and most of all, utilizing it, if you continue in my Word, if it becomes a way of life, a mindset, an orientation, a perspective, if it's how you roll, if you continue in my Word, you want to know what I think about it, how I feel about it, what I say about it, and you interact with me and my Word, then the truth will be activated in your experience. So here it is. You're a believer, you're saved, you're on your way to heaven, but you're incarcerated in some form or fashion. That's why some of these things we try to fix don't get fixed, because we keep it in the secular addiction category and not in a spiritual sin category. He says, if you will continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It'll make it happen. And then he gives you the kicker. The kicker is in verse 36. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Indeed means sure enough. For real. You can bank on it. If the Son makes you free. Well, wait a minute, I'm confused. Because he told me, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. But verse 36 says, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So which is it? Is it the truth making me free, or is it the Son making me free? Well, in verse 31 says, if you continue in my word, the truth will set you free. So what you and I need to understand is the dynamic relationship between the written word and the living word. There is a dynamic, cooperative, unified empowerment when Jesus takes the word, makes it His word for your problem. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Dr. Tony Evans, with the first part of a lesson examining the power of truth. It's just one installment in his brand new teaching series called Returning to the Truth. A look at real-world values that can keep you steady and strong in the midst of a crumbling and confused culture. These 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download are yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. And remember, as a bonus, it'll come to you along with Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. This special double offer won't be around for long, so be sure to contact us right away before time runs out. We're also celebrating the 41st anniversary of our ministry by offering a 41% discount on most of the items in our extensive library of audio, video, and print resources. So there's no better time than right now to make your way to tonyevans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. When our day-to-day troubles turn into a stronghold we can't escape, we don't just have a problem, we're in bondage. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will continue his exploration of where we can find the power to be released from our spiritual captivity. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.